Ron Esposito is not only an Around Cincinnati contributor, but he's also a talented musician who has released a new CD entitled Triad. Thanks for coming by, Ron.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Lee. Thank you.
Before we turn our attention to this great new CD, let's travel back in time. Could you share with our listeners your musical journey?
Boy, it's been a real journey, sister. You know, as a kid, I started off as a guitar player and played in garage bands. And while I was in college, I was on the folk singer coffee house type circuit.
And that was Ohio University?
Yeah, Ohio University, 1968 to 1972. And while working in New York in the early 70s, I switched over to bass, and for many years was a jazz and blues bass player. Then in 2005, after 15 years with the great blues group Greg Schauber and High Street, got out of the club circuit and started work in a more, shall we say, metaphysical vein. And in 2008, I took up the Tibetan and Crystal Singing Bowls and started recording with them.
And how many CDs have you released so far?
This is Triad is my sixth release featuring the Tibetan and Crystal Singing Bowls.
The liner notes on this new CD say that you've been recording it over the summer of 2016. But how long did it take you to write the songs?
Actually, Lee, my compositional method is very akin to Miles Davis's late 60s approach. I assemble musicians that I want to record with. I have some ideas, kind of conceptual sketches, and we go in and we improvise. And then in the editing and mixing process, we cut and paste and move stuff around, take chunks, and form compositions.
And there are a number of recitations. How did you go about selecting which ones you wanted to include?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do six short poems from the mystical sacred poetry. Here's how it turned out. I had a bunch of them. I knew I couldn't use them all. I definitely wanted to get permission to use them. So a batch of these were translated by Stephen Mitchell, who compiled them in a book called The Enlightened Heart. So I contacted Mitchell's publisher. They sent me back and saying, you need to talk to Stephen Mitchell's agent. So I talked with Stephen Mitchell's agent, and he said, hey, you can use all the Stephen Mitchell translations that you want to use. I give you permission. The other people that you may have on your list, I don't represent them, so whatever. And it was there and then I said, well, you know, I got a ton of okays right now. And the same with Thich Nhat Hanh's people for the one poem. Right away, they granted me permission. And another colleague of mine in Australia granted me permission. And it was like, okay, all these ducks lined up in like one day. So I got all the poems I'm going to use.
So there's lots of work behind the scenes to put all this together before you can even start recording.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Getting permissions, certainly in regard to the poetry. And, you know, I actually spent about 2 years conceptualizing this recording. And I knew I wanted to use cello, absolutely. And I hadn't recorded in a while with Janice T. Sunflower on native flutes. And I thought, yeah, let's record with Janice again. And then I knew I wanted to do some compositions that were kind of similar to what I thought of as the ECM records sound, with kind of a, you know, a dreamy kind of jazzy influence perhaps. And on my way to the Listing Loon one night to hear the Brandon Scott Coleman Trio, who these guys I've become friendly with, I just thought, why don't you just hire their whole band to play with you? Because these guys know how to play with each other, and they're stone-cold improvisers. So I figured, oh, well, there we go. This is a win-win. And, you know, that's kind of how it developed.
So who are the musicians who are on
this? Sure. On four tracks, of course, myself on the Singing Bowls, Brandon Scott Coleman, electric guitar, Matt Wiles, acoustic bass, and Jeff Malott on percussion. And then on four other tracks, it's either a combination of me on the Singing Bowls with cellist Michael Ronstadt, Janice T. Sunflower, Native American flutes, and the voice of Audrey Casilla. And then the musical accompaniment on the six poems are a combination of cello, electric guitar, percussion, and Native flute.
And where is your CD triad available?
Well, here in Cincinnati, retail-wise, it's available at Everybody's Records and at Shake It Records. And, of course, it's available through CD Baby and by visiting my website.
Do you have any upcoming performances?
I have an upcoming Singing Bowls meditation on Saturday, October 29th, from 10 until 11 a.m. at the Conscious Living Center on Wellington Place.
Well, you've created a wonderful new album.
Thanks. I appreciate that, Lee.
We've been speaking with Ron Esposito about his new CD, Triad. You can find a link to it at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
I am always with all beings. I abandon no one. And however great your inner darkness, you are never separate from me. Let your thoughts flow past you calmly. Keep me near at every moment. Trust me with your life, because I am you more than you yourself are.